the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Thursday, September 27th, 2012 here. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Sure, happy it's Thursday. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, managing the warp drives, feeding the mutant hamster that powers our little mixer board there, and of course answering your calls when you call on in. A reminder that the RBN fundraising drive is continuing. RBN is raising money to purchase new equipment to replace old worn out equipment, and you all know how fast that wears out. And they're working to expand the online store. They've got a lot of really cool products in there. There are more on the way. That's going to be growing over the next couple of weeks. And so you need to keep checking back to that. But in the meantime, they need the money to go out and buy new equipment, to have better quality sound, to have better reach, to get out there, to get this message. We're here, literally. This is the bottom of the ninth inning between those who want to solve all their economic woes with a new world war and the rest of us who just want to be left alone to live our lives and take care of our families and just go on about our own business in our own way. Pardon me. So you can go over to republicbroadcasting.org and you can click on the little PayPal button there and make a donation, or you can call 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, and make arrangements that way. You can send in money. There's an address at the top of their website and mine as well. And the reason I'm hemming and hawing is Kaspersky is screaming that somebody's trying to break into my machine here while I talk to you. So we're going to have to multitask on that just a little tiny bit. Now, obviously, the big news here in the alternative media, and the reason you're here, is you're not going to see a whole heck of a lot about this on the American TV network news. It's barely getting mentioned. The protests in Europe are just expanding all over the place. Spain just now announced their new austerity cuts. It's $50 billion off of spending for services to the Spanish people. But, of course, the taxes are going to remain high because that money has to go to the bankers, because we're all struggling to find that 11th marble and to get that extra cork to go in the bottom of the boat and so forth and so on. And so the Spanish people are already protesting, and now that the Spanish government has issued this thing saying, yeah, we're going to take on your money, but there's going to be $50 billion less to spend on the schools and hospitals and roads and stuff. And that's just the way modern life is here in the empire of the private central banks. And the Spanish people are not very happy about it. Nobody has an accurate count because these protests are all across the country, hundreds of thousands of people, could even be millions. We don't really know at this point. We're getting almost all of this from videos shot with cell phones and various other grassroots information reporting. And again, the American media is just ignoring this as hard as they can. First of all, because it represents a serious threat to America's finances and America's banking system, and they don't want you slaves to get uppity ideas about standing up and saying, hey, we're not going to go along with this anymore. Meanwhile, over in Spain, there are more and more strident calls for the entire government to resign. And they're just basically saying no more banker bailouts, no more looting the people to pay an unpayable debt. We've had enough of this situation. And of course, if Spain's government does come down, that would represent an event that would trigger all of these credit default swaps sold by Wall Street on Europe's debt, for which they do not have the cash reserves to make good. And Ben Bernanke can't just print up all these new paper notes to give to the holders of the credit default swaps, because they're going to realize the money will be worthless by the time they're paying off all these derivatives. So it's a very bad situation, and the American government and the American media are trying to pretend like it's not a problem. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed, all just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141, 785-672-3141, or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now.
Free bottle offer involves processing and handling fees. Visit www.rnafreemini.com today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and I'm watching on CNN, and their top story here at the top of the hour is, huzzah, huzzah, the National Football League has reached an agreement with the referees, and the regular referees will be back tonight. Isn't that the important news of the day here? Well, it is according to CNN, and again, they are not paying very much attention to what's going on over in Spain or in Greece, probably because they can't blame the Muslims for it. You know, those gosh darn Spaniards, they're just upset over that silly little video about Mohammed. So the Spanish protesters, they're calling themselves the Indignados, or the Outraged, are basically right outside Spain's parliament calling for the government to basically go away. They want to fire the government, which I think is a very appropriate demand, considering that the government is not running Spain for the benefit of the Spanish people, but for itself and for the benefit of the private central bankers here. Now, the violence is clearly escalating on the part of the Spanish police, the Spanish riot police. And when you see the videos that are leaking out there, The cops are just wading into the crowds and just hitting everybody. There's not even a pretense of trying to keep the peace. It's just flog the slaves back to their slave pens, because that's what we're supposed to do. In an earlier age, these would be the overseers with the bullwhips, flogging, you know, the blacks back into their little plantation cottages and so forth. It's exactly the same mentality. Put the slaves back in their place to go on supporting the ruling structure. There have been videos of these riot police beating up teenage girls. There are videos of the riot police deliberately smashing cameras. They know these videos and pictures are getting out, and it doesn't really look good. There's a still unconfirmed report that at least one protester has been permanently paralyzed from the ferocity of the attacks by the riot police to try and get them to go back to their slave pen. But it isn't working, because apparently in the Plaza de Neptune, despite this very overt riot police brutality, eventually the police were forced to retreat, and now the indignados are holding that particular piece of ground right outside the Spanish Parliament here. So one reason that we all ought to be concerned about this, and I presume the U.S. government is, but they don't want to tell you about it, is if the Spanish indignados succeed in bringing down the Spanish government, then this will probably collapse the euro. Over and above triggering the credit default swaps, it could collapse the euro. And obviously, the U.S. government is concerned that this kind of outrage against forced austerity could easily spread to the United States of America, which would explain why they've been buying all these hollow point bullets and giving them to U.S. government agencies like the National Weather Service that you don't normally associate with standing up there with a gun and shooting we the people. But obviously, this is a concern of theirs. And as I keep cautioning, just be patient. It's all coming down all by itself. And we should not be goaded into or tricked into fighting the kind of a revolution the U.S. government is already prepared to fight and to win. So let them go on wasting their money. Actually, it's our money, preparing for the wrong revolution. All we have to do is stand up and shout, we will not be the wallet of last resort. And if we keep saying that over and over again, sooner or later, all those foreign investors who've got their money inside the United States of America, they're going to start pulling it out. And that will crash the entire economic system and the U.S. government. And I actually got a very nasty email the other day, you know, chastising me for seeming to want to bring on an economic disaster on the United States of America. And I want to clarify that. I'm not trying to bring it on. It has been brought on by almost 100 years of slavery to a private central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest. This is not my doing. But if it comes down to a choice between collapsing the Federal Reserve and Wall Street or having a global nuclear war, obviously the collapsing economy is the least damaging way to go, because that's just ink and paper. And we can get past that. But if we allow these money junkies to try and cover over their fraud and crime with a nuclear war, that's going to be a bad day for everybody. So given a choice between the two, and that seems to be the choice that we're facing right now, I favor an economic collapse over a global nuclear war, and that's just exactly where I am. Now, Spain's problems are not just confined to their taxpayers saying, we don't want to pay taxes for anything other than taking care of Spain, which is what the indignados are actually saying. They're okay with paying taxes, but they want to see the taxes come back in the roads, the schools, the hospitals, and the services. That's what they're paying for. They're angry over high taxation, and the money just vanishes, and nothing comes back. That's what they're angry about, and they should be angry about that, and you should be angry about that. But Spain's problems are greater than that, because today, I think it is, the Catalonia was having their referendum on the sovereignty, and I haven't heard yet whether it passed or not. I suspect that it may well have, and if it does, then it will be a referendum on the November 25th ballot. And if that passes, Catalonia is going to say, we're a free and independent nation, just like how the American colonies broke away from Great Britain. The Spanish government is already saying anybody who supports secession and independence for Catalonia is guilty of treason against Spain. They're going to bring back the Spanish Inquisition. They'll have the rack and the strapado and the burning at the stake and all those wonderful, glorious things that Spain is known for in its history. And my own family felt some of that wrath back in the 1490s. So, plus there are four other provinces in Spain that are also talking seriously about secession and independence and self-rule and self-determination, and it's all about the same issue. They do not want to go on having their wealth taken away from them by the government and just given to a bunch of bankers to pay an imaginary, made-up, manufactured debt. They want that money that goes to the government to take care of their country, and they're not getting it. And then that's what this conflict is all about. And they have every right to be angry. And just as the American colonies broke away from Britain over this monstrosity of private central banking, issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, so too Catalonia has the same right. Because that's the real irony of the situation. Right now, the United States is enslaved to exactly the same kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of. Now the Catalonians want to do exactly the same thing, and we should support them. Meanwhile, over in Greece, the protests there are also getting more violent. There are Molotov cocktails involved, tear gas, more brutality, and it's just on and on and on. The people of the world have had enough of this global fascist dictatorship. They've had enough with their wealth being stripped away to make bankers insanely rich while their country's rotting around them. And, of course, Greece is still in the grip of a general strike that has closed all the hospitals and airports and basically brought the nation to an absolute standstill. And the longer they can keep doing this, the more and more likely they're going to get their government to step down. Now, remember, go back and take a look at how Greece got its present government. They had elections, and the anti-banker candidates won. But the pro-banker politicians, who had won seats in their assembly, refused to form a coalition government. Their attitude was basically, you're going to do it our way or we won't play along. And by doing this, by refusing to form a coalition, they forced a second election. The second election was marked with massive, massive vote fraud. And the pro-banker politicians got in. And, of course, their agenda is, yeah, we're going to loot the Greek people to feed the money to the bankers because that's what we're hired to do. And, of course, behind it all is the fact that Greece's debt problems are not of the Greek people's making. A huge chunk of that debt came out of this underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to conceal the scale of their debt behind currency swaps, which made Goldman Sachs a lot of money, kept Papandreou looking good until he left office, and, of course, it doubled Greece's debt. And now we're finding out that Greece has already been caught lying to the European Union about the true size of their deficit in order to try and qualify for this new bailout. And so Greece's government may be on the way up. That, too, is going to damage the euro, possibly bring it down, and certainly will trigger off more of these credit default swaps against Europe's debt. And that, of course, is going to come right to the doors of the United States of America. Now, I have absolutely no doubt that Wall Street will turn around and say, we need another bailout. We need another bailout. And the problem is they can't just print up the money because that crashes the dollar. They're going to have to find some way to take that money away from you somehow, even if it's just more debt on you, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren to pay off with a lifetime of indentured servitude, which may be a more accurate way of describing it. We're not technically slaves, sort of, but we are definitely indentured servants. Now, apparently the situation in Greece is likely to escalate because the Greek government is saying they're going to have more cuts in order to meet that reduction limit imposed by the European Central Bank. That's the constant message from all these central banks. Starve your people, give the money to us. Starve the people, give your money to us. We're getting that from the Federal Reserve. We're getting it from the International Monetary Fund. We're getting it from the European Central Bank. This is what happens when you allow psychologically deranged people to operate banks that are given money creation authority and that then loan all the public currency out at interest. It's a form of slavery. It's the new form of enslavement, and they're acting like masters treating slaves. That's basically where it is. And this is all happening in Greece, which is the cradle of democracy. We'll be right back.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Greece. We're talking about Europe. We're talking about the Greek government is getting ready to announce that wages are going to have to be cut. Pensions are going to have to be just, you know, all but shut off because their pension funds invested in the mortgage-backed securities, which turned out to be fraudulent, and they were defunded. Cuts to health care, cuts to all the stuff the Greek people actually pay taxes for in order to shovel the money at the bankers. What Greece needs is a whole new government, one that remembers their job is to take care of the Greek people, not the bankers. And remember what Iceland did when they got caught in this mortgage-backed security fraud, this banker fraud. They threw their bankers in prison. They fired their government, and their economy is on the way up. Even the IMF is now admitting what Iceland did was the correct thing to do. Hungary's already getting ready to emulate Iceland. More and more countries around the world are getting ready to say, yeah, we've gone on long enough here. I mean, Europe has become completely unmanageable. And for a very simple reason, it all goes back to that Ponzi scheme called private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It is a pyramid scam. And like all pyramids, eventually they collapse. And on the way to collapse, the bankers are just out there with their talons out there scraping all the wealth of the nation. They're strip mining the planet of all real assets and trying to grab it all for themselves and their insane addictions. And the Eurozone's sliding back into recession. All the nations are in trouble. All the nations that were shoveling the money around trying to balance this and keep it going, they're all in serious trouble here right now. And as I said many, many times before, you could a good analogy, a good model for the European Union is a boat sitting in the water. There's a seat there for every member country. And there's a hole in the bottom of the boat underneath every one of those seats. And there aren't enough corks to go around. There's one more hole than there is the number of corks. And that basically represents that imaginary money that is being charged as interest. Because when that piece of paper goes out there, immediately more money is owed to the central bank than actually exists. That's the hole. And everything they have been doing to try and keep the European Union floating basically comes down to yanking a cork from under one nation's seat, pounding it into the hole underneath another nation's seat in full view of the press cameras and saying, I'm working on the problem. We're working to solve the problem. And yet the water continues to pour in and the boat is ultimately going to sink. And that's exactly where it's going right now. There is no way to stop it other than to shut down the private central banks and write off all that debt. That is the only way to save the situation in Europe. It is the only way to save the situation here in the United States of America. Private central banking is a failed experiment. Now, for the bankers who own those private central banks, they think it's wonderful. They're not going to admit it was a Ponzi scheme. They're not going to admit that it's deeply flawed because right now it works. It's taking the wealth from the planet and putting it in their pockets. They love it. And the politicians who sold their countries into the slavery of the private central banks, they don't want to admit that they were wrong to do so. They might lose the next election. Or they might find themselves hanging on barbed wire. And so the government and the bankers and the corporate-owned media are all going to be up there saying, oh, yeah, this is the way it's supposed to work. And we're sorry you're going hungry right now, but really, this is the way it was. This is the way it's always worked. There's never been another way to run a nation's economy. And of course, we know that's a lie. Because after the United States fought a revolution to be free of private central banking, they went to a whole new system. Government-issued, value-backed currency spent into circulation to buy the government what the government needed, would circulate through commerce without accruing interest to a banker, and then was taxed back at the same amount to balance the books. And it's a system that works for the nation. It's a system that works for the people. And it made America one of the greatest nations on earth. And then we had a corrupted Congress and a corrupted president who sold the nation back into the slavery of the very same kind of banking system we fought a revolution to be free of, and now the United States is trying to force that same banking system on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. And that's why the people in Greece are angry, that's why the people in Spain are angry, and that's why the people all across the Middle East are angry. And it's got nothing to do with that video. They understand the New World Order is a gigantic fascist economic dictatorship being forced on the rest of the world. And they resent it. And they should, and so should you. We're going to grab a phone call here real quick. Keith in Montana. Aloha, Keith. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Mike. How you doing? It's beautiful here in western Montana today.
It's lovely country up there.
Yeah. Hey, I got a couple things for you here. Under Obama, they said that if Obama's elected, this austerity for the United States is going to be 15%. If Romney is elected, they say it's going to be 25%. Of course, we know how Romney feels about the 47 percenters, but he fails or neglects to take in the fact that all these 47 7% are still pay taxes as far as local taxes on gas and food and everything like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we got to take a break for a commercial. Stay on the phone, Keith. I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over, while we all still
can. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Keith in Montana, and Keith is basically asking about this ad that he saw in the newspaper about under Obama, austerity will only be 15%, and under Romney, it'll be 25%. And basically, it's an ad that's getting you used to the idea of austerity, and you're just quibbling about the numbers. And my position is, we should all reject austerity completely, the way the Spanish and the Greek people are doing right now, because it's all a manufactured, made-up debt created through a gigantic Ponzi scheme, fraud, called the Federal Reserve, which I hold is completely unconstitutional and illegal right from the start, because the money creation authority was granted to the United States government under the Constitution, and in order to transfer that money creation authority someplace else, should have taken a constitutional amendment. And this was never taken to the United States Supreme Court for a review over the constitutionality of the Federal Reserve Act. And I hold it's illegal. And so what we, the American people, need to be standing up and saying is, no, we're not going to pay for austerity. We did not create that debt. We did not agree to it. And I'm not going to just sit here and say, oh, I'm going to vote for either one of these candidates, and that's tacit approval that I'm going along with this austerity nonsense, because we're not.
Right. Hey, Mike, there's a couple other issues I wanted to get on real fast, too. There's a YouTube video. It's titled CAFR.
Yes.
And it's referred to as a CAFR report. And that's what all these local governments use to where, like, they say that they can't afford a dog catcher or something like that. But it really, if you read that, it shows you the entire fraud within the United States government. But it shows that the United States government actually buys into all these companies like GE and stuff like that. And so that's how they reflect that they have to keep these earnings or keep these businesses going, because they actually own 70% stock in them anyway. But anyway, aside from that.
Well, before you go, there's a problem with looking at the comprehensive annual financial reports in that most of the assets in those are non-convertible, and therefore they don't represent a pool of liquidity that could be used to offset taxes. I know a lot of people look at that and say, see how rich the governments are, why do they need our money? And it's the difference between assets and liquidity. The government is asset rich. There is absolutely no question about that. Their problem is liquidity, and that is coupled with an attitude that ultimately, no matter what goes right or wrong, the people are there to pay for the costs of everything. And that's just kind of an automatic attitude by every single level of government. Even when the mortgage-backed security fraud crashes all the pensions funds, we're seeing all these state governors turn around and say, well, the pensions are out of money, so you don't get yours. It doesn't seem to occur to any of them to turn around to Wall Street and say, you criminally defrauded our pension fund, give us back the money somehow. Doesn't seem to be in the political dialogue at all these days.
All right. Three other quick issues here. USA down in Latin is now pulling out or throwing them out. And also, I noticed that they're sending troops back into Iraq now.
Yes.
And then the other thing is, something hit me really funny here, that Georgian prison torture thing. I started reading that, but underneath that headline was another thing about Georgia, but it was in the United States. About a 92-year-old lady was shot by U.S. Police, like that, you know. But there was something that was in common in all of this story. It was under a program called GILEE, and it's highlighted really well on the ADL's website that the Israeli forces, not only in Georgia, the nation, but in Georgia, United States, as well as all these other countries and stuff like that, and these other states all through the United States, except Montana, thankfully, but they're all being trained by Israeli forces. And
yes.
I see the rash of police beatings, whether it's
yes.
Occupy or anything like that, and it just seems like, God, we are all Palestinians anymore.
You are absolutely correct. The more the Israelis train our police forces, the more and more we're being treated like the Palestinians. Now, I want to get back to Georgia, the nation, because there's a very real reason why that is starting to escalate. And you are correct. Both U.S. and Israeli trainers, advisors, whatever you want to call them, have been on the ground in that part of the world for quite some time. They've been sending in weapons to Saakashvili. And the reason for that is, in order to minimize Russia's ability to support Iran following an attack, they need to close off the land routes through which Russian convoys would be traveling. One of those is through Afghanistan, which is such a mess, I don't think the Russians want to go in there. And the other major land route is down that narrow land bridge between the Caspian and the Black Sea that goes right through Georgia. And so if they can get a good war going there, that would effectively blockade Russia from sending convoys down to Iran through that route.
That makes sense, too. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all I have for you there, Mike. But anyway, I also sent you a link on to that other Republican. Well, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, it's,
okay.
It's about Iran's nuclear capabilities like that. But the whole report is false like that. The IAEA said that Iran is totally legal and everything like that. So it's just this rhetoric to get this war going is just something, you know, which is
yeah,
probably
no,
why they're... Well, why they're probably putting troops back in Iraq again to encircle Syria and Iran together, you know.
Well, I think one of the reasons putting troops back into Iraq is the puppet government that was imposed on Iraq isn't towing the line. In fact, Iran and Iraq are now engaging in trade with
each other. Yeah, I know. I saw that. The whole south of Iraq is all basically Iran now, so.
And the U.S. is saying, you can't do that. You're supposed to sanction them. You're supposed to starve your own people and not get, and all of this other stuff. Now, the reason they're pushing that whole nuclear weapon thing, about Iran, apparently serene in the confidence that we, the American people, don't remember that whopper they told us all about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, has to go back to what's called the petrodollar. And that is the fact that back during the Nixon administration, Nixon closed the gold window and ended convertibility of the U.S. Federal Reserve note into gold. And that's kind of when this whole inflationary cycle really, really began to take off, and it made the other countries really, really nervous. And in order to prevent other countries from deserting the dollar, the United States government made a deal with all of the OPEC nations. If they would always sell their oil only for dollars, the United States would guarantee their military protection.
Yeah, isn't Iran selling oil to China and yen now, though?
Yeah, they are. And that's part of the problem, because if you go back and you look, every nation that said we will sell our oil for currencies other than the dollar was attacked. Because if oil is starting traded in something other than the U.S. dollar, international demand for the U.S. dollar will evaporate. There's nothing else supporting the value of the dollar internationally. And so all of these nations were all of these oil nations are being attacked in order to force them to sell their oil for dollars. Saddam was selling his oil for currencies other than the dollar. He gets attacked, invaded, lynched. The new government immediately starts saying all of Iraq's oil is available for sale, but only for U.S. dollars. And Iran is accepting multiple currencies. And that's why there's this push for the war in Iran. But it's really hard to go out to the children of America and say, we need you to go over there and possibly get blown to bloody shreds, invading Iran to force them to sell their oil only for dollars. That's a real hard sell for those kids in uniform. And it's an even harder sell for their parents. You know, it's one thing to sacrifice your child's life if we're being invaded or we're under threat of invasion, which turned out to be a lie as well. But it's another thing to get people to say, yes, we're going to go to war to prop up the dollar. And yet that's exactly what the motive is.
Yeah, this hoax of national security is the actual hoax. So anyway, you have a good day, Michael. I'll enjoy listening to the show, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. Yeah, this idea that this is all about national security and stuff like that. No, it isn't. It's propping up the banks. They want to send millions of your children to bloody, horrible deaths to prop up the Federal Reserve note. That's what this is all about. And it's kind of interesting because with both Russia and China, who are also major oil producers, selling their oil for other currencies, it almost doesn't seem to make any sense to go on with this plan to conquer Iran so that Iran's oil is being sold for dollars. It just really, really does not. It's not going to prop up the dollar, but they're on this path to war, and they've gone so far they don't feel they can turn around without losing prestige and credibility and so forth and so on. Which gets us back to Netanyahu and his coming speech at the United Nations. Now, Netanyahu, as he responded to yesterday's tiny walkout at the United Nations, he's been ranting and raving and foaming at the mouth and screaming it was a black day for everybody who didn't walk out, forgetting that the whole point of the United Nations is to get all these countries into a room to listen to each other. But Netanyahu's attitude is, you should never listen to Iran. You should only listen to me. I will tell you what to think. That's what Netanyahu is out there saying, basically. And he's very angry because, first of all, if you'll remember, on last Monday when Ahmadinejad made his first speech, when the Israeli envoy walked out, nobody followed, not even the United States of America. And Netanyahu got on the phone and screaming and saying, you've got to just walk out on him. You're not supposed to be in the same room with him. Don't listen to his words. They're heresy. And whatever else he was saying. So yesterday, during Ahmadinejad's speech, Israel was not there at all because it was Yom Kippur. And Israel's two vassal states, the United States and Canada, obediently got up and walked out, but nobody else did. Now, the last time, last General Assembly, when Ahmadinejad spoke, I think it was like 8 or 9 countries got up and stormed out. And Netanyahu was clearly expecting the same thing yesterday, and he didn't get it. And he's out there, he's edging very, very close to literally threatening all of these other countries that didn't walk out on Netanyahu's speech, or rather on Ahmadinejad's speech. Sorry about that. And Netanyahu's speech at the United Nations tomorrow is basically his last chance to sell the idea that every other nation on planet Earth ought to send their children to die in a war on Iran, because Israel's own children are way too precious and valuable to risk, you know, by having Israel fight their own wars. You know, it's your task out there, these other nations, to go kill our enemies for us. And I am expecting that tomorrow, when Netanyahu gets up there to speak, he will get little more than polite applause from the General Assembly, except, of course, from the United States and Canada, who we can expect to stand up and cheer and turn cartwheels and throw their panties up on the stage for him. Now, what Netanyahu will do after that, we don't really know. But we do have a statement from Netanyahu's office, from a spokesman, that Netanyahu is basically going to get up and say that unless Iran ceases all nuclear activity, including all of those nuclear activities that commercially compete with Israel's nuclear exports, that Iran will be attacked. Now, probably Netanyahu is still trying to say that the U.S. will attack Iran on behalf of Israel, but he could still try and do it himself and leave the next government to clean up the mess here. But that's basically it's going to be, this very belligerent speech that Iran is evil, Iran is bad, and we can expect Netanyahu to make references to Hitler and the Nazis and the Holocaust and all the terrible suffering of the Jewish people throughout history, and so forth and so on, and scream that anybody who doesn't go along with him is being an anti-Semite. No, we're anti-war, and that's a very reasonable attitude. We're a war-weary people. And our issue with Israel has nothing to do with their racial background, being converted Khazars, has nothing to do with their religion. It has to do with how they're behaving. This constant warmongering, this constant push to have other countries, mostly the United States of America, fight Israel's wars for them. We oppose that. We reject it. We don't want to have anything more to do with that. Now, Netanyahu is in New York already, you know, flew in to give himself a couple of days to deal with the travel shock. He's meeting with Mayor Bloomberg at Gracie Mansion to talk over whatever they're going to talk about. I think Netanyahu is still feeling very angry that Obama would not meet with him, and he's trying to meet with as many people to prove that, yes, he's still indispensable to the American political system. And no doubt Netanyahu is calling in every chip that he can to try and get this war going. He's probably on the phone to AIPAC saying, you go out and you tell Congress they'd better start that war right now. Remember, Netanyahu is facing his own elections next month. And absent a major war to scare his people with, who are also opposed to more war, I might add, but absent that war, Netanyahu is probably going to lose. The Kadima party wisely walked away from this warmongering, sat this one out. Now they're posed to have a huge comeback in the next election. And if the Kadima party takes the majority in the Knesset, then Netanyahu gets a pink slip and this is all over. So Netanyahu is desperate to get this war going. How desperate? I don't know. But he's calling in all his chips. And a good illustration of that is the fact that former President Bill Clinton was out there, you know, on the media. He was on CNN, Piers Morgan show, saying, do not trust Iran that they say they're not pursuing a nuclear weapon. And he's urging the international community to pressure Iran to allow inspectors to verify the claim. Well, Mr. Clinton, Iran has already allowed inspections, and the IAEA hasn't found anything at all. In fact, the IAEA's most recent report not only confirms no diversion of nuclear materials to weapons, but that Iran's stockpile of 20% enriched uranium is shrinking as it is converted into medical isotopes. This is an activity Iran is legally allowed to do under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both the United States and Iran have signed. In fact, everything Iran is doing is allowed under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as that last caller said. The IAEA, rumor and innuendo aside, has said Iran is perfectly in compliance with the Non-Proliferation Treaty and international law. And we also need to remember, Iran has not initiated a war of aggression in over 200 years. That is a claim neither the United States nor Israel can make. And then apparently Clinton went on screaming about how Iran denies the Holocaust and all of the rest of that stuff. And that's why we shouldn't trust them, because they deny the Holocaust. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, nobody's denying the Holocaust. We're saying we know something bad happened back then. But given that whopper that we were all told about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, prudence demands that we not accept anything we've ever been told by the government or the media at face value. We want to go back and look at the facts for ourselves. And, of course, that is something that Israel absolutely will not tolerate. Now, speaking of Israel, of course, they have not signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They refuse all inspections. We know they have nuclear weapons. Jerusalem Post only last week confirmed that Israel is arming their Dolphin-class submarines with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. We know that Israel tried to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa. Who else did they sell them to? If Bill Clinton's real concern is the threat of nuclear weapons, aren't the weapons Israel's been selling on the black market around the world a more pressing threat than Iran's non-existent arsenal? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves, they will not
nothing but eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Netanyahu is speaking at the United Nations this very minute. I was misinformed about him speaking tomorrow. But he's up there, and basically it's just nonstop. Iran did this. Iran did that. Iran is responsible for all the terrorism in the world. Iran has a Death Star. Iran is tearing the tags off their couch cushions. Iran is responsible for waxy yellow buildup and human-caused global warming, and on and on and on and on. But what's really interesting... on my monitor, I don't have the sound playing because obviously I don't want it to interfere with the radio show. I have the text function turned on so I can get that, the closed captioning I have turned. And I'm watching his face, and he looks to me like a man who is going through the motions, but I don't think he believes he's reaching his audience. And they're not showing the reaction of the crowds at this point. I'm going to keep an eye on this thing. But it's basically the entire speech so far that I have been watching is all about, you know, the threat of Iran and what would happen if they got nuclear weapons and what a tremendous threat it is to the world. Iran is not historically in the habit of attacking other countries. They haven't done it for over 200 years. Israel's always attacking somebody. Israel is a warrior state like ancient Sparta. And like ancient Sparta, may be on its way out right now. And now he's back to Iran's terror network on, it's nonsense, winner of the Golden Boo Award here. So getting back to the situation where I was saying Netanyahu is calling in all his chips, Eric Cantor is out there publicly saying that Obama is throwing Israel under the bus for refusing to attack Iran and remove this dire threat from Israel's nuclear exports. And again, this is a wonderful litmus test. You are going to learn right now which of America's politicians are working for the United States of America and which of them are in the employ of a foreign power. Make a list. We're probably going to need it somewhere down the road here. Now, going back to Obama's speech at the United Nations, there was one quote in there which really stuck out to me, and it was this, quote, "The future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Yet to be credible, those who condemn that slander must also condemn the hate we see when the image of Jesus Christ is desecrated, churches are destroyed, or the Holocaust is denied." I don't think Obama realizes that he basically lumped the Holocaust in as a religion. And I've been saying for quite some time that that's what it is. The Orthodox story of the Holocaust is a religion. It isn't history, it isn't science, it is a religion. You are expected to believe in it. Questions and heresy are punishable. That's the new model. It's a religion, like global warming. You're expected to believe in it. You're not allowed to question it or examine it. And as I've said many, many times before, truth needs no laws to defend it. Truth survives examination. Truth welcomes a closer look. Only lies and liars protect themselves with the rule of law. We'll be back after station identification.